Hewlett area of NA.
Hi, my name is Francis J. and I am a recovering addict. So, I'd like to thank the convention committee for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful journey called recovery. And I'd like to thank Les for giving a clear message of hope. This is one of the most serious topics. Let's get that clear. I come to serve notice on the disease of addiction. Yes. I have not come to entertain you. I am not in competition with no other addict in this room. This is a serious topic because I know what it looks like when we are talking about sponsorship but not being sponsored. I know what it looks like when you have a sponsor in name only. I know what it looks like when you are apparently not doing step work. I know what it looks like when your disease is running amok in your life. See, my clean date is 2/15/1986. I got 11,389 days. Thank you. But see, I just started recovering to the capacity that I'm recovering 11 years ago after taking some bullets in D.C. in front of my child. See, I know what it looks like when you can be a wonderful example or a horrible warning. Sponsorship is the heartbeat, but how about when you can't hear your heartbeat? How about when you're at a place when you're operating out of the illusion and it's running amok in your life? And you have people that are supposed to guide you out of a dark place. Our new literature, Living Clean, says that we're recovering even in our dark place. But we are so consumed by the fact that we're not doing what we think we're supposed to be doing that we stay stuck in a dark place in our mind. So, my sponsor says, you can't see what you don't know exists. And I had a friend to tell me, you won't see what you won't look at, you won't look at what you won't talk about, and you definitely won't talk about what you can't accept. So, I remember when I first tried to do the work, like I had wrote little tidbits of what looked like step work. It was, you know, like the 2 pages, 4 steps. See, I come in an era where we didn't have all of this wonderful literature. We had a little white book. We had a few little sheets of paper that came from the other fellowship, and we would change the other A to our A so it would fit our lives, and we would be at a place where we could try to recover from what we didn't know existed. So we already... Our sponsor is supposed to be the person that shows us how to get out of our brokenness. But if they're still broken, how can you teach me how to do something you haven't learned how to do? You ever had a person try to take you into a dark place but don't have the key to get you out of the place they took you in? Because we'll put on therapist hats and try to be at a place where now I've opened your wounds up and I don't know or don't have the ability So, I was reading this book. This book. That book. And so, I like to do my homework because for the newcomer, welcome. For the in-between timer, welcome. For the old timer, welcome. If clean time equal recovery, we'll be all in a good place. But it says a sponsor is to take responsibility for something or someone. It says a sponsor in the thesaurus language says a champion, a supporter, an angel, a teacher. I'm glad that I've had some angels in my life. I'm glad for Carmelita Duck, who when she gave me my little pamphlets, she said, I want you to write everybody you've ever slept with. I didn't see the need for that. Because you would have to understand, I went to her broken. I went to her so broken because I couldn't tell y'all who I had been. You ever been at a place where you can't expose who you had been because you think you are lower than low? You think you ain't shit yet, God forgive me. You think you ain't, you just don't know how to explain the degradation and the distrust and the things they talk about in the basic text. You don't know how to explain. And this is not always the newcomer. See, let me explain. I had clean time when I had that experience. So I went to her. She was in a nursing home. And she said, write down everybody you had ever slept with. See, because my sponsor today says, you gotta know what happened to you. Because if you don't know what happens to you, you'll keep repeating the same thing and not getting any different results. So I had forgotten, I'm talking about with clean time, y'all. I had forgotten how to cry. I forgotten how to feel. I forgotten how to love. I forgot how to play. I sold dope my fourth year. I sold dope my ninth year. My brother died of a hot shot of dope in a penitentiary when I had about 10 years on an Easter Sunday. So I needed somebody to guide me out of my dark place, but I didn't trust people like that because I was still living in the brokenness. So my sponsor, and I would do things like I wouldn't sleep with the people in the room. Well, I don't think I slept with, maybe. I don't know. Okay, so, you know, but maybe it was the ones that didn't talk a lot. Thank you. And so, right, so, but I'm talking about how she got me to this place where we got the lined paper and you fold it in half. And she said, number it. I'm talking about sponsor, y'all. She was a wonderful woman. And she said, I want you to number it and write down the people you slept with. She said, now, if you can't remember that name, write a description. So I'm talking about how, like, this sponsor, taking a risk. Because that's what sponsorship is. It's a risk to trust somebody to help you to get out of the place you're in. So I write the names, and I kept writing the names. And then I kept writing the names. In the names, and then I turned the paper over a couple of times on different sheets of paper. And so I was in a fetal position at the end of this assignment. But what my sponsor done for me, she did something so simple. See, we got so many profound people out here today. Y'all, like, I don't need you to explain how much you know unless I know how much you care. I need you to love me. See, because I come from a place, Linda, you come from that place where they loved us as newcomers. They loved me when I walked to the coffee pot and did the Bennett snack. Like I had dropped something.
Yeah.
I ain't dropped nothing. They taught me how to get out of a place where I needed to be seen ism. So she said something so simple. And it was the most profound thing I'd ever heard. She said, baby, it's not your fault. And I said, well, whose fault is it? And she said, you have a lot of experience in pain. I found my mother dead when I was 9 years old. I've been shipped to different houses where I got different experiences. I've been molested. I've been abused. At 5 years old, the lady put me on a radiator and burnt me because I wouldn't keep quiet and I wouldn't stop talking. So I had to expose my pain. I had to get to a place where I knew what really happened to me. I used to tell a story about my brother. My sponsor helped me to see that my brother was my hero. He was a dope fiend, but he was my brother. And I would go to the, when I got clean, the oil joint and kick the door in and say, if y'all let my brother out here, I'm gonna call the police. And they say, you ain't gonna do that. I say, you right, but still, tell them that I'm here. And I just wanna see him and make sure he all right. See, I come from a place where we all sponsor each other. That's what we do in here. But we've gotten away from, we do the newcomer disservice when we see him in the wrong. Yeah. And we don't say anything.
Right.
In the treatment center I came from, thank God for Second Genesis, they said, if I don't confront you, I pave the way to your end.
Uh-huh.
So my first sponsor, let me clarify, that is God.
Uh-huh.
He sponsored me and turned me over to my parents. My parents died early, so they didn't get a chance to give me a whole bunch of sponsorship rules and regulations about life. My father was my other sponsor. He was the one that, like, told me I wish you was a boy because he seen the qualities in me. He seen his hustling spirit. He seen his go-getting spirit. But my sponsor was an abuser, so he showed me how to be her too. I'm talking about, like, when you don't know what happens to you, we pick people for different reasons. They used to say, you pick them for the car. You pick them for how they dress. You pick them for or how they share. But the one thing the third step says is that it's best demonstrated by the way you live. Anybody can talk about recovery. Most people do. But it's another thing when you get to a place where it's something when I hear people say, I've done several series of step work. I said, well, how did that work for you? See, it talks about in this literature, this page 33 of the flat book, it says we may have to overcome a barrier that grows from an unwillingness to reveal more of our disease. Many of our members with clean time have shared that an inventory taken later in recovery revealed that their addiction had spread its tentacles so completely through their lives that virtually no area was left untouched. It says this realization is initially met with feelings of dismay and perplexity. We wonder how we could still be so sick. Hasn't all this effort in recovery resulted in more than surface healing? But if you got a sponsor that's still surfacely healing, they can't tell you how to get from a place you've never been away from. But you got to know what perplexity means. Perplexity means confusion. You know how now everybody got anxiety, apprehension. Dismay means to break down in carriage of completion, as in sudden danger, disappointing feelings, fear, and fright. So now I'm understanding when I work with my sponsees. Thank you, sponsees. Because when I do the work, or when I have them to do the work, it helps me to do the work. If I'm not, I got 31 years and I work steps like ain't nobody. Look, I go to meetings, I got service commitments. You know what I'm finding here now? As soon as you see something, because a sponsor is your mirror, I'm able to see what you don't see. So when I point out what I see, not in a place of judgment, in a place of love.
That's right.
But what I'm being met with is, I'm going to find me another sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, who you think you're talking to? Or, I don't know how you see that in me. Well, let me tell you about you. It is a most unfortunate thing when somebody is telling you what they see and you bat it down because you're still in denial about who you are. So, what I'm finding is we can no longer play recovery. We can no longer act as if we're recovering, masquerading as recovering addicts. They say that the mask must go, and it must. If you're in a place right now and you have not done step work because you are fearful and you are afraid, I'm going to tell you to take the risk, take the journey. Get somebody that can guide you because they believe in you for real. My daughter sitting over there, she a Marine. She a retired Marine. She said, Ma, you help all those people. Could you sponsor me? I said, I've been sponsoring you all your life, girl. Because let me tell you how this works. We wonder how our children
are
going through what they're going through. If you ain't got from your fearful place. See, my daughter told me, she said, "Ma, when I left to go to the Marine Corps," she left, I signed the paper, she was 17 years old. She came back to visit, I got shot in front of her in the streets of Trinidad, D.C. She says, "Ma, when I left, you was that ride or die chick. You down for me, come on, baby. Who doing it to you? I got you." She said, "When I came back, you was like, 'Baby, give him a pass. It's okay. Look, we gonna pray about it.'" She said, "Where my mother at?" See, cause she know me better than anybody. So, I'm gonna wind it up with this. If you in a place where you're not doing step work, and you don't have a sponsor, you see some, I had people call me and say, "My sponsor just got locked up for stealing. Do you think I should still let her sponsor me?" I say, "You want to be a thief?" So I'm going to close with this. This page 119 of the flat book. It says, sometimes it's challenging to carry the message. The person with whom we decided to share the message seems unable to hear it. This can range from someone who keeps relapsing to someone who keeps choosing destructive behavior. It's tempting to think that our efforts are being wasted and we should just give up on such a person. Before we make such a decision, we should think about all the migrating circumstances. Say we're sponsoring someone who just isn't following our direction. We suggested a writing assignment with all the enthusiasm we can muster or summons about our own experience with the situation a person is facing, explaining in great detail how our disease was present and how we used the steps to find recovery. This can be very frustrating, but before we give up, we need to remember that our choices isn't whether to carry the message, but how. So all you ones that want to cut off sponsees because they not listening to you and your sicknesses, remember when you was a newcomer. Remember when you did all the things you did before you got to this spiritual guruism and giantism in your head. Remember when you didn't know how to let go. Remember when surrender wasn't something that you knew how to do because of where you come from. Remember, you can't forget where you were before you are who you are today if you ain't the illusion running the show. So no matter what, just don't use no dope. Keep coming back. Because the disease of addiction is alive and kicking in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. It's going to take some powerful sponsors to uproot you from the degradation and the isolation where you come from. Just keep coming back. Work the steps and live. I love y'all. Thanks for letting me share.